Okay, I want to tell you the parsha something very, very important. Very important. This is the parsha. Which halacha is on this parsha? Peshala. Which halacha is in this parsha? Who knows? Huh? Which halacha in this parsha over here? What? Also, Chum Shabbos, very good.
Leaning on Mondays and Thursdays.
And Shalosh Shudis.
Chris Atira.
Shalosh Shudis, what else?
Chris Atira.
What did you say?
Chris Atira.
Chris Atira. Didn't say the Chiyuv, it just said that the Mislay name, okay. Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah. You have to have Lecha Mishnah. I want to have a Mikvos Gedolos. On Pasha Bamidbar, you have one? Mikvos Gedolos. And give me a Gemara. Gemara Brachis. Gemara Brachis. And Kesim Avotim. Yeah. I want to tell you something you should know. In Lecha Mishnah, and give me a Rambam, Chumas Matzah, and a Pesachim with a Riff. It's more Brachas, Lamites, and then 1 second, more Brachas. Omar Baba, the Shabbos Chayiv Adam, the Tzoya, or Shtei Kikrus. Shabbos Chayiv to the Tzoya, what does it mean? Well, Quint Rashi does not mean to eat. Quint Rashi means to make the Brocha Moitzi. The Tzoya, to make the Moitzi. Rashi says, with Tzoya, to make the Moitzi. Rashi is a psochim. My time Allah Mishnah Ksiv. Omer Rashi, Chazino Leil Rav Kahana, the Noket Tarti, took two, and Botza Chodo. Botza Chodo. He broke off from what? From one. The Bzeiro have a Botza Akul Shevusa. On all of it. Rosh doesn't say that, but that's how the Rajbe says, on both breads. And the Rajbe adds, pay attention, Kula Shirusa. The Rajbe adds, and the Ran, that's here in Pesachim, Kula Shirusa. The Rajbe adds, you have five Bokalach in front of you, yeah? And the Gwad Maisarab says that. You have to eat all five. That's Kula Shirusa. Rashi is a different shot. That's the Rajba and the Maisarab. What do they say? Five breads. You have to eat all of them. Why all of them? All the rolls you have in front of you. You hear that? So you have to eat all of them. Because he holds the botza means eating. You have to eat all of them. That's a Maaser Rav. I want to explain to you what's going on over here. First of all, there are two achronim, and the halacha is not like they say at all. One achron says, the Kisei Shulchan Aruch says that the guy doesn't have any rolls. He does have Yes, over here. Cookies. There's cookies. The kitzur says you take two cookies. That's a lecha mishnah. Two cookies lecha mishnah. Imagine that. One second. You have more Shabbos?
It's an early.
Kuf Yud Zayin of the Bays. You get two cookies. It's a kiss of Shulchan Aruch. You go to Hador. When you go to Hador, the Tzoya, what she said in Shabbos, Chayil of Tzoya, Birchas HaMotzi. Birchas HaMotzi. According to Rashi, you don't even have to eat it. Birchas HaMotzi. Like wine in the morning by Kiddush. Who drinks the wine in the morning? Who has to drink the wine? There are 100 people. Who drinks the wine? The Makadosh. What's he moitz everybody with? A burpee or coffin. Rashi says, Tzoya means the Birchas HaMotzi, that's it. I was in charge of Torah Tamima, in his heyday. One of my jobs was Shalosh Shudas. So the bakery sent two bukalik and sliced challah. I had 60 boys by Shalosh Shudas. I took the two bukalik and I ate up every crumb of the two bukalik. Right. That's a Maaser Rav. Whatever's in front of you, you have to eat all of it. And I gave all the boys sliced challah. And there were Yotzei Lecha Mishnah. Why were the Yotzei Lecha Mishnah? How? According to Rashi, Hamotzi. They heard Hamotzi. That's enough. But two cookies. Worth nothing. The tziv is a psak. All you have is sliced challah. Two slices. We soon see about that. Is that good enough? Two slices. Take a slice chawa. Take two slices. That's like a mishnah. I want to tell you pshat. There is a phenomenal Bamid B'chumash. Das Kenim. It's a medrash. And I'll tell you something very important about Shabbos. It's a medrash in Pinchas about the Musaf on Shabbos. Voyim HaShabbos. One second. Here. Voyim HaShabbos. Listen to this medrash. He says, on Shabbos, I'll tell you what Shabbos is going on. Kol Masecha Kfulim. Everything on Shabbos is, what's Kfulim mean? Double than a weekday. Shinema, Shia Kofel. There are 10 things are Kofel. Shia Kofel. Mizmer Shia, Yom HaShabbos. Mizmer Shia. Oini Kofel. Shinema, the Karos of the Shabbos Oinig. The punishments are double. Shinema Mechalel Mois Yumos. Lechem Kofel. Lechem Mishnah. The carbon is Kofel. Every day you have a Tomid, right? So what's Shabbos? Shneich Vosim. Double. What's he saying over here? Shabbos, what do you mean double? First of all, not two. Mois Yumas doesn't mean two. The Yudash Komusi Shasiyochal Amisoi. Well, across the Shabbos Oinig. It means, double means much more. But I want some shots. Why do you start lighting candles? How many candles do you start lighting? Two. So most say Zohar v'Shomer. No, Kwanetit M'shach. The whole week you light one. Shabbos you light two. What's going on over here? I want to tell you Pshat. I'll say a pshat. Listen in. I'll say a pshat. There's something in Ritzei always bother me. Who knows Ritzei by heart? Ritzei b'chatzenu? Yom Shabbos is there. No key. Yom Zer. What's next word? Louder.
Gadol v'kadosh.
Gadol v'kadosh. Now kadosh, I know. How do I know it's kadosh? V'och alikim is Yom Hashvi. Kadosh I say. Also, the whole chumash, he kadosh he b'chalam is Yom Kadosh. What's that other word you said?
Gadol.
Gadol. Who said Yom Zer Gadol? Doesn't bother you? Yom Zer Gadol. What does it mean, Yom Zer Gadol? What does it mean, Yom Zer Gadol? Yom Zer Gadol of a Kadosh, Shul Fanecha. Who said? Tiferes of Gdul, you say, by Mincha. What does it mean, Gadol? So it bothers me very much. I don't know if it bothers you. It bothers me. Words bother me. I looked up Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov on Siddur, the Talmud of Ramban. It's a fantastic thing, he says. Whenever you have Kedusha, you have Gedula. His example, Kohen Gadol. What's the word Gadol here? What's Kohen Gadol? What's Gadol? Whenever you have Kedusha, you get gadlus. By some people, there was one Rebbe the whole week. He was 5'2", short. Shabbos, his head grew, he was 6'2". Some of you can see it. Some of you don't. I had a friend in Bessa Talmud where I learned, Shul Erlich, big London. He's very short. And the Rosh Hashiva, one of the Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hopakovsky, read him in Shidduch. They called back. We heard it's a big one, the talk, he's very, very short. Very, as a kleiner, small. A kleiner? Ever Harris! What means small? He's a giant. You have to see it. And he said, Kohen Gadol. Beis HaMikdash, what's it called? Beis HaBayis, what's that word? HaBayis, no?
Gadol.
Wasn't that big? Wasn't so big with HaBayis and Gadol? Yes. But the solution is godless. When the solution is godless, I saw an article in the paper about Rav Moshe years ago that the lady writes over there. Even though he was so small, he wasn't small. Right. I remember we're learning Hilchos Sanhedrin with the Rav at the end. It says over there he's supposed to pick a tall man. So I asked the Rav, how come all the Dorei Hador are so short? Give me a dirty look. Why give me a dirty look? He was tall. I said, all the Dorei Hador are short. The answer is, they were not short. You think they're short. They're the Haris. So Shabbos is a day of Gadol, because it's Kedusha, so much Kedusha. So much, that's godless. So therefore, everything has to be big. Everything is big. The whole week, you eat one roll. Shabbos, double, triple. According to Raj, the girl, five rolls on the table, more. And Shabbos, the whole week, you have one neshama. What do you have on Shabbos? Neshama Yisera. Two kvasim. Everything's more and double. Rachmon Islan, the punishment's also double. A big day. It's a giant day. That's why Netziv said two slices. Huh? Chas v'shalom. Two slices are nias. Lechemoni. So that's halacha lecha mishnah. Kofel. More, abundance. Should be abundance. What's interesting, in Machlokes, in Rambam, on Pesach at night, there are 2 days. What is supposed to do? Who knows? We most people do. How do they do it? How many matzahs do you use?
Three.
Two for lechem mishnah and one here for what? For lechem oni. Right. That is Tosfos and the Rosh. That's most minhagim. The Gra and my grandfather learned the Volozhin did not do three. No. Well, lechem oni says that the moitzi is different. Not plus lechem oni, it's a moitzi. It affects the lechem mishnah. How many do they use? How many do they use?
Two.
Two. One and a, to be accurate, know how many do they use?
One and a half.
One and a half. One and a half. That's a strange number. See, the Tosfos says lechem mishnah l'chud, lechem oni l'chud. Two and a half. The Gra, my Sarav, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Lojan, they had by the Seder, one and a half. The Biskarov had a strange minute to accommodate everybody. He had one and a half, and a Chalakova, and another one. So, you could look at it like two and a half, or one and a half. But that is the machlokes. Now you have a chakira. Interesting chakira. Here's the Rambam and Zmanim. He had one and a half. And the Rambam, not in his regular way, has a question. Perik Ches Halacha Vav. Listen to the Rambam. Perik Ches Halacha Vav. Here. Vach HaKach Mavorech Al Tisei Zayim. Right. Vnotel Yodav Shniyo. Yeah. Vlekeach Shniri Kikin, two masses, Chok Yachamehen, Meniach Poporos, Atel Sholem, and makes a moitz lechem and arets. Mepnei ma, ainem of Roach, I'll stay kickroys, Kishayim, so why do lechem Mishnah? Mepnei ma, ainem of Roach, I'll stay kickroys, Shum Shinem alech moini. Ma'oni mixes moitzi on pusa afkam b'pusa. I repeat again: is the lechem mishnah leil pesach or not? Mipnei ma'ini mabrocha shtei kikros kishayim etoyvim. Shem shenem lechem ma'oni ma'adavki shaloni b'pusa afkam b'pusa. I repeat the question: is the lechem mishnah by the seder or not? Huh?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
He said no. He says mipnei mabrocha shtei kikros. What's his answer? What cancels lechem mishnah? What cancels? Lechem oni. Lechem oni cancels it. So why one and a half? What's the one doing there? What's the one? The answer is simple. The whole year also is supposed to make chasilo on a shleima. Whole year. Not a real chiyuv. But for the whole year, shleimus. But what? But there's no lechem mishnah, little seder. Just a hit or miss. If you don't have it, no shalom, don't go out of your way. So again, mipnei ma ein avorach al shtei kikros, little seder, kishayim toivim. Shim shenem alechem oni, ma adak v'shol oni, v'pusa avkam v'pusa. The Rif from Psochim, the one of Psochim, has, listen to the Lashon HaRif. Again, it's one and a half, it's not one and a half, really a half, it's a v'pusa. Why have one fall together? You have one because of Shlemus. Okay. What's the Rif Loshen? Second. Here. Listen to the Rif. Listen to the Rif. He says, here. You see, you need lechem mishnah. And binon, listen to this. Binon, Hilka bina le mitzah b'yomtiv al tati rifta shlomoso. Two shlemis he needs. No slices. He's two shlemis on yomtiv ki lechai b'shabbos, like Shabbos. That's a natural lush in a riff. Uve Pesach osa lechem oini v'goro l'palgo d'chodo hilkach b'matzina n'chodo palgo. Again, what's he saying over here? Is the Lech Mishnah or not? No. Little Seder.
Yes.
Yes, there is. What does Lech Mani do?
Goro.
What does Goro mean? Subtracts. So what is the Lech Mishnah of... So the Shlemus is not a hit of Shlemus. It's a Chiv Gomor. Spent a lot of money for that Shlemus. It's 1.5. The Ram said there is no Lech Mishnah El Seder. He said there is. But what? He says, but on Lil Pesach, what happens? Over Pesach. Also Lech Moini. The girl, the Pauga, the Chod, face of a half. So what do you have? 1.5. See, Lech Mishnah means girl. What would girl mean?
Worse.
That shows you, I'm telling you, Lech Mishnah is a number, it's Kamus. It's abundance. Right, what does Lechem Oini do? Reduces it. Instead of two, minimum two, to 1.5. So the Sholem is part of Lechem Mishnah. Because Lechem Mishnah is abundance. So on Lechem Oini is, it's in the Moitzi. The Oini the whole year makes his Moitzi on half. So on Pesach, not just Al-Achilas Matzah. What's the moitzi is different. The moitzi is on 1.5. Aye, moitzi drabonon. So what? The chefza moitzi is the raisa. The chiv moitzi is drabonon. It's different. The abundance is subtracted, diminished by goro. What goro means to diminish? Diminish what? Like a mishnah. But that is the rule over here. The Shabbos. It's a day of godless. Dusha brings up godless. Right. When that what Shashiva said about my friend, Akleina, it don't have reeds. What's reeds mean in English? A reeds.
A giant.
A giant. They didn't accept it anyway, but right? It's a Eloha. And the Hariz. Right. You have to have a perspective. You got to look at the perspective, the right perspective. Kedusha means godless. Interesting, you call a Adam Godel. Not Godel. How's he Godel? He's a gadol. He's a giant. He's a giant. Is there such a thing? What's the difference between a small Sefer Torah and a large Sefer Torah? What's the difference? The small costs double. Right? The small Sefer Torah was double. Good. But less Kaddish. There was a... Yeah, I'll finish with this. There was a... The Gabbai of the Rav. You're sitting next to the Rav. The hat of the Rav was on the table. The Gabbai took the hat, put it on chutzpah. Put it on his head. So it didn't fit. So the Gabbai said to the Rav, my head is bigger than your head. So he said, the Rav said, not bigger, thicker. Thicker than your head. Right, than my head. Your head is thicker. Real godless and godless. Okay.